Tablet 15. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar all the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. Revelation 6, verse 9. This seal is the fifth seal in the greatest sign, the nine-armed star, which is the symbol of the Baha'i faith. It symbolizes universality. As described before, many saints of this religion were slain for the word of God, their belief which came by their prophet, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge, and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Revelation 6, verse 10. And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also, and their brethren that should be killed, as they were, should be fulfilled. Revelation 6, verse 11. White robes were given to them, which corresponds to the promise that if they overcome the pitfalls of the fifth church, the fifth seal, they will be given white raiment. Revelation 3, verse 5. They have reached the state where they can see God. Matthew 5, verse 8. Crying for justice. However, they should wait for a little season. Baha'i came in the 1800s, so the judgment should come sometime after this revelation, which is in this century. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Revelation 6, verse 12. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Revelation 6, verse 12. The sixth seal is the sixth symbol in the greatest sign, as it was mentioned in Revelation 3, verse 10. With the revelation of this sign, the tribulation based on temptation started in the world. This sign was revealed to humanity in the year 1945, at which time tribulation, the attraction to Maya and the external world, also became stronger after World War II. Sun refers to the morning star, Revelation 2, verse 28, which is the only star that rises in the morning. The fourth church in chapter 2 in the Revelation is the symbol of the completion of spiritual knowledge being surrendered. Therefore, the morning star, sun, is the symbol of the highest spiritual knowledge. After the opening up of this sixth seal, the spiritual knowledge for the majority of humanity will be darkened. Moon refers to the government, or those who have managing abilities and knowledge. Humans who supposedly have received their knowledge from the sun, or the source of spiritual knowledge, or God. But this knowledge will also be lost in this tribulation and replaced by a show of knowing rather than reality. Also, sun and moon have other meanings as explained below. Son refers to the father of the family, who is supposed to be the priest of the house, and also the great leaders in society, who have received the true spiritual knowledge. So those who were considered great leaders in the past will lose their positions and will be replaced by unworthy personalities in society. Moon is related to the mothers in the family, or women in society. So mothers will lose their pride, of being mothers, and women will lose their spiritual values and become red as blood, which is the color of attraction to Maya. Great women will be replaced by the shallow show of showgirls. Therefore, the verse, "There was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood," means that a great social change, earthquake, will happen. The old order will fall, and all the rules and regulations that were respected by humans will lose their validity. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Revelation 6, verse 13. Star is related to the children. So the children will also become rebellious and will not stay in the previous orders that were set up by society. Also, star can be related to the great people in the society in different levels. They will lose their positions to unworthy ones. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Revelation 6, verse 14. The heaven, which means a peaceful environment on earth, will be taken away. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Mountain refers to the strong personalities who were able to withstand all the problems. But the tribulation and environment will be in such a way that even these people will fall. Mountain also refers to the governmental hierarchy. Island refers to those people who used to strive for comforting others. These people will also fall because of such a crude environment. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Revelation 6, verse 15. Even the mighty people, who in appearance seem strong, will lose their strength and become lost. They will search in order to find a refuge. And said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb." Revelation 6:16. Those who are guilty drown themselves deeper into Maya and create more problems for themselves and others who are similar. So they create more karma and go further away from God and his presence. These problems cause their egos to feel alive and bring an illusory relief by hiding them from the torture of seeing the truth and also the filth within. They hide themselves under the burden of their heavy karmas. But as they continue this process, their burdens become heavier, so they have to create even heavier burdens so that they would not face the truth and that they are deceiving themselves. And said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us." When they hit the bottom, they might return to God. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation 6, verse 17. Then is when the great day of his wrath is near.